bringing the university classroom to life. We're visiting today with David Hogg, Department of Entomology, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. David, can you explain to us what Entomology 201 is?
Entomology 201 is a general interest university-level class, and it's actually, it has a title, and it's Insects and Human Culture. We get about 150 students every semester, meets three times a week, but we also have some hands-on experiences that the students take part in.
David, can you describe to us a little bit about the hands-on experiences in 201?
There are two actual assignments. One is that every student has to raise an insect, which is the tomato or tobacco hornworm, that big green worm you see on your tomato plants during the summer. Each student has to raise one of those from the egg to the adult stage and keep a daily journal. The other project we have is students have to either have firsthand experience with honeybees, where we'll suit them up in a protective bee suit, and I'll take them out and we'll look at a beehive, tear it apart, and look at how the bees do their business. And the alternative to that is a field trip involving monarch butterflies. What monarchs do, how they, you know, the milkweed plants they eat, how they migrate south to Mexico every year.
And David, how does this hands-on experience benefit the students?
It's really turned out to be a powerful teaching tool. This hands-on experience opens our eyes to things that you just can't convey in lecture. For example, with the raising the hornworm, I can talk in lecture about what goes on when the insect is molting. They've seen it firsthand, so they've seen the insect sort of laying aside and do nothing, but I can talk about all the things that are going on internally for that molt to happen. By experiencing it, it just makes it more real and something that they have more interest in.
And David, how do the students react to these experiences?
Well, some of them are apprehensive about raising an insect, but most of them end up giving their caterpillar a name and keeping it as a pet, and then they're all disappointed when the caterpillar forms a pupa, because then it's gone, and then the next thing you know, a moth comes out. Same with the honeybee. That's been really, some students are just absolutely terrified when they go out and experience these honeybees having thousands of bees flying around them. They're protected, but it's still unnerving to some of them. Afterwards, they say, oh, this has just been a fantastic experience.
What kind of career paths are available for people in the entomology field?
There are all kinds of jobs available. We have jobs both in industry and academia at all levels, jobs in government, jobs in the private sector. One person we bring in every semester is a forensic entomologist who actually uses insects in court cases, usually involving capital crimes.
We've been visiting with David Hogg, Department of Entomology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.